Thank you for joining us on Minot Today. I'm your host, Bob Tim, and my guest today is one of my favorite people, Bruce Walker. Bruce is with Coldwell Banker. I'll have you introduce yourself, Bruce.
Well, thanks. First of all, Bob, thanks for having me on, and I look forward to visiting a little bit today about what's happening in Minot. And it seems like there's a number of things. I'm with Coldwell Banker, First Minot Realty, and I've been with them for a number of years as a broker owner and a lifelong resident of Minot.
And you were a former teacher.
That's correct. I did. I taught for 15 years. I taught in the Minot Public Schools and was an administrator for a while at Central Campus, assistant principal.
There's a lot of people that when I mention your name, they say, oh, I remember him as a teacher.
Oh, sure. I can always tell if somebody had it as a student because usually they'll say, hi, Mr. Walker, rather than hi, Bruce. So, but yeah, over 15 years, you see a lot of young people, a lot of great people in Minot.
Bruce, I remember when I was first became active as a realtor, and people always commented about how active in the community you are. You have been involved in so much, and I think, isn't that just vital almost to be in a successful realtor, to be?
You know, I guess my theory has been is that, I live in a community all my life have been involved. I think you want to give back to your community, the community that supports you and your family. And yes, I've always felt that I never got involved in organizations because I would sell some real estate, but sometimes because of my activity, it resulted in maybe somebody I met and worked with in trying to help them solve a real estate issue.
And this is an active community. Let's talk about Minot's economy today, and where is that at?
Well, you know, the overall economy has a big impact on the real estate market, and obviously the real estate market has a big impact on the economy. But, you know, Minot economy, I say we're back to a new normal. We had kind of our average times in the 2008s, 9s, 10s before the flood. We were starting to have some positive activity with the energy activity, and then the flood came and really hit us pretty hard. So we had a couple challenging years after the flood, but it really... the impact of that on the real estate market was significant. We went from selling maybe 500-600 homes a year to selling 800-900 homes a year just from the real estate market. And there was lots of new construction going on, so forth. So in today's current market, some of the kinds of things that give us an indicator of what's happening, one of them that a person looks at is what's happening with the sales tax activity. And year to date in 2018, this would be through May. That's the most recent statistics we have, but it was about $4.1 million of sales tax collections that the city received. This past year, or this year now, it's $4.3 million. So there's a uptick, which is always a good sign because we saw it going the other way for quite a while. So that's a good sign. Another one is I call it airplane boardings at the airport. What's happening at the airport? And again, we've year to date in 2018 it was 128,000 boardings we'd had. This year, it's 135. So again, it's a good positive uptick. Lodging is a hotel motel lodging. What's going on in that activity? And the motel business has been a real challenge for the last few years. But the occupancy rate in the motels year to date in 2018 was around 40%. This year, it's closer to 45%. So we're seeing a nice uptick in that. So all of these different indicators tell us that the real estate market is kind of on an uptick, which is good to see. I guess the last one I might mention is building permits. Single family, condo, townhouse, new construction permits in 2018 was 27 units. And this year is 25 units, so it's about on par for the last 2 years. And the one indicator that jumps out at anybody who looks at the market is that the apartment situation. Permits for apartments, we've had zero permits for apartments the last 4 years. And I think that's a real indicator of telling us that the apartment market was significantly overbuilt. My most recent research shows that at one time, we were probably in the 25 to 30% vacancy rate for apartments. And now it seems like we're down closer to 10%, somewhere maybe between 10 and 15%, which is a nice swing. Coupled with that, some of the rents have taken some significant drops. Or what was probably renting for $1,000 is probably more like about $600 now. But anyway, it's all kind of good for the economy in Minot, I think.
I think there's good signs of that as well, too. And like you mentioned, during the boom, there were certain areas that were really overbuilt, and apartments was one, and motels.
Yep.
Motels, exactly. Motels.
Yep. Yeah, one of the things that we didn't do, mine didn't do as a community, is get involved in some of the temporary housing that they did out further out west. And Target Logistics did some of that. And so as a result, what happened, instead of having that temporary housing available for the energy workers when they came to town, we built more apartments and more motels. And then all of a sudden, that boom, that upswing levels off or goes down, then you've got some excess capacity.
When the boom was on, we had an overabundance of agents. I would guess that's dropped down over the last couple of years. However, I'm seeing billboards and advertising for some faces I've never seen before. So maybe that's on the upswing again.
Yes, I would say that it's probably leveled off anyway, if nothing else, the numbers. And they are down some from what they were in the boom. Something else we've seen is it's a number of offices. There's a number more offices now. There's smaller. We went through this a number of years back, too, where typically there was always 15, 20, 25 agent offices or more. And now we're seeing some that are, you know, two or three or four. And that's just kind of a trend, I think, that we go through. And we're seeing some of that going on right now. So you see, and we've seen a number of new faces too.
I know when I started in the business, there were really about four powerhouses in town. And like you said, now everything's kind of scaled down. I don't know if you'd call them boutique offices, because I can't really think that any of them really specialize in one area. When you live in a small community like Minot, you better know everything.
Right. You need to be involved in all the different facets of the real estate, right? Yeah, some of the other things, I guess, that are indicators of what's happening in the real estate market is one of them is the number of sales. There's been, this would be single family homes and condo townhouses that have sold in the last 12 months. And we took a statistic from the 1st of June of 2016, 17, 18, and 19. So the last 4 years to kind of get us an idea of what's happening. And it's amazing how close the numbers are over those years. Just to give you an example, in 2016, as of June 1st, we had sold 622 units over the previous 12 months. In 2017, it was 634, so just a slight uptick. 2018 was 600, so just a little bit down. For the last 12 months, we'd had 617 sales. So an average about 618 per year, very steady. I think what it does tell us is we have a new normal in the real estate market in Minot, and it's pretty steady at around 600. When we had the boom going, I think 2012, we had almost 900 units that sold. So it gives you an idea that was significantly different than before. One of the things that is a little bit of an indicator, too, is the new construction numbers are down a little bit. From about 60 units in 2016 to 37 units this year, this last 12 months that sold. So I think that, you know, that gives us one indicator of what's going on. Another one that kind of tells us, you know, sometimes you hear somebody saying, oh, gee, it looks like there's all kinds of for sale signs around town. You know, there are too many, whatever. Well, the last 4 years, again, going from the 1st of June of each year, 16, 17, 18, and 19, we had 352, 359, 335, and 339 were the number of single family and or townhomes available for sale in the Minot area. On an average, we're about 350. So we're right. Those numbers are very steady, very consistent. And again, you might see some different price ranges where there's some ups or downs, but overall the market is pretty steady market we have going right now.
Let me ask you this, Bruce, because this would be of particular interest to neighborhoods like mine that were affected by the flood. After the flood, selling a home in that area was pretty much impossible. And now it seems to be coming back. I see some sales in our neighborhood. And I know people have a short memory. When we moved here, the flood of 69 was hardly mentioned, and it was of no concern to us. But are we kind of returning to that? People aren't as scared of the floodplain as they were in 2013?
Well, yeah, I'd say 2013. But I think one of the things that we're probably seeing is that some of Well, part of the challenge that we have right now in this whole thing is that we don't know exactly where the lines are going to be for the flood insurance. The big thing is if flood insurance has a cost to it, we don't know exactly. We've heard all kinds of numbers on the cost, anywhere from a few $100 a year to a few $1,000 a year. That number, what happens is whatever that number ends up being, has some impact on the value of the homes because a person can pay so many dollars a month for your house payment. And if you have to put some insurance in there, you don't have quite as much for the house, actual payment of the house. So I think, you know, that kind of, it's a concern out there. It's an issue. But I think, as you mentioned, it's kind of slowly becomes less of a concern as they're doing some of the flood protection that they're doing around the community. They're getting more of it done all the time. So I think that's really, really helpful to see that the city has been very aggressive in working on trying to get the floodplain reduced as much as possible and getting some of the flood protection taken care of.
I'm sure hoping that they get to my neighborhood soon, but I think we're at last on the list.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what. I know they're doing it in phases, and I think they've got a couple phases that are done, I think, right now. But
you're so right about the cost, and it was really scary in the beginning because there was word out there that your annual premium could be $10,000 or whatever, which I knew was never going to happen. And I believe that we're still paying under $300, I think.
Yeah, it kind of depends on the value, but yeah, I think somewhere in that range, yeah.
So homeowners that are thinking about selling in that area want to make sure that they keep their insurance in place.
Retain their flood insurance in place, and that's something they've been advised by. The best thing you can do is go talk to your insurance agent to get the real answers that they have as best as they can share with you. But you're exactly right, is that the best thing to do is to maintain the coverage you have now and then kind of see as you go forward.
And when you were going on those numbers of current sales, one thing that I was thinking about too that has changed that's not in those numbers so much, and I do believe you mentioned something about it, is that the number of new home sales is probably down from what it was, but existing homes have picked up.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
People always ask me, where's the hottest area in town? I've been out of it long enough, I don't know.
Well, one of the areas that has impressed me, and that's been a few years that they've been out, but the new golf course on the southeast edge of Minot, they've developed, that's become a wonderful development out in that area, and they have beautiful homes out there. It's a great addition to Minot. The course itself is a nice, positive addition, and then we've seen a pretty strong development out there. And I would say a few years ago, that was where some of the that was where the most amount of activity was going on. Other parts, there was not much going on. But now we're seeing a little bit of, one of the statistics that I worked on a little while ago was that the average sales price for lots used to be around $70,000. And I think just last year, there were 20 or 25 lots sold, and they averaged somewhere less than $30,000 a lot. So the cost of land has come down. A couple things a person keeps in mind is that the cost of land has come down from what it was, so that's a good number. I think some of the contractors are willing to work probably for a little less in number than it would have in 2012, 2013 when the market was so hot. And then also the interest rates are spectacular right now. I think the interest rates, the last I saw, I think are less than 4% right now for a 30-year loan. So,
as a notary public, I've been doing loans for Quicken Loans and so forth, and I've seen them amazing rates.
Yeah.
I won't go into detail.
Well, so it's a great time. You know, I mean, it's a great time to do, whether it be a refinance or whether it be a purchase of a home or build or whatever it might be, the timing is awful good right now.
And like you said, with the price of land coming down, that brings down the price of the house.
Absolutely.
Bruce, we're already out of time, and there's so many things I'd love to visit with you about, too. So hopefully we can do this again soon in the future.
I appreciate coming in, Bob. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.